Hello there, ghost lovers. I'm your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Ghost Tour. Welcome back to the haunted tales of our first season. If you're ready to catch up with Lee, Vern, and the ghosts they've encountered, you can start your own ghostly research too. Grown-ups can purchase the Ghost Tour Starter Pack. It comes with a mini Ouija board to summon spirits, a vintage book of ghost stories for inspiration, and a ghost tour notebook for your eerie discoveries and supernatural experiences. Head to CordeliaStudios.com/ghost tour and grab your starter pack today, if you dare. Here is episode 6, Chang and Aang Bunker, The Shadows in the Basement.
Well, now that we've got the okay from the city and brand new doors, we shouldn't have any more problems.
Thanks, Dr. George.
I've been meaning to fix that shelf.
Luckily, no one was standing under it this time.
I'm just happy we have our headquarters back.
How the heck did that cat get inside?
You thirsty sweet one. How about I get you a little drop of water?
You're so cute.
What's all that, Lee?
I'm trying to come up with new stories for our tour. Keep Haunted Jepson guessing.
Nice.
Not that the old stories are bad. It's just...
Oh, I'm not offended. It's good to keep things fresh. Even when you are talking about folks rotting in their graves.
So, any good ideas?
I'm working on it. The problem is, I'm not sure whether there are actually ghosts in any of these places.
You ever thought about exploring that old house of yours?
Your house is haunted? Whoa, Lee, why didn't you mention that?
I don't know. I mean, it is old, and I have heard some strange noises before, but it's hard to know whether that's, you know, the wind or the pipes or my imagination. I've never seen a ghost there. I mean, the first ghost I saw was Walter, or actually, I guess it was Miss...
If I were you, I'd do some experiential research. I always wanted to know more about that house. There's a lot of history in there.
Well, I don't know if my dad would appreciate us including our house on the tour. He's not really a fan of all this ghost stuff.
Well, your dad, he doesn't even live at your house right now, right?
I guess that's true.
So what he doesn't know won't hurt him?
I don't know.
Listen, you're just investigating. This is all very preliminary stuff.
Exactly. We can just call it a movie night.
I do love a movie night.
And if we happen to find any ghosts during intermission, or even the walkover, great.
Ooh, why did the ghost cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side. Get it?
That's actually not bad.
Are you sure? I mean, the movie was just starting to get interesting, if you ask me.
I don't think we're gonna find any ghosts in your living room.
I mean, it's possible. We're learning that ghosts are everywhere.
Where does this door lead?
The basement? Are you sure you wanna go down there?
Yes, don't you? You're the one who was so obsessed with meeting ghosts in the first place.
Well, if there's any part of this house that's haunted, it is probably here.
It is pretty creepy down here.
I don't even like to come down to do laundry by myself.
I don't blame you.
They say that this is actually where my ancestors Chang and Aang Bunker died in 1874.
Hold on a sec. You had relatives who died down here, and you still didn't think this house was haunted?
I mean, I live here, so as much as I wanted to see a ghost for, forever, I kind of didn't want to know there was one where I go to bed every night.
Well, luckily you don't sleep down here, do you?
No, of course not. But, I do sleep directly upstairs. How would you feel if this was your house?
Hey, what's in this box?
There's a bunch of really old family photo albums and heirlooms around here.
Whoa, are these the guys you mentioned? Your ancestors? The ones who died here?
Yup, That's them. You ever wonder where the term Siamese twins came from? My great-great-great-great-grandfather and uncle, Chang and Eng Bunker, were conjoined twins born in the country of Siam, which is now Thailand.
Conjoined twins?
Yeah. That means they were attached at the breastbone. But even though they were connected, they walked side by side with completely separate organs, except for a joint liver.
Wow, so they were always together? And what are these costumes? Were they in the circus or something?
Remember Duncan Clark?
Scottish womanizer who ran the Jepson Playhouse? How could I forget?
For better or for worse, thanks to Duncan Clark, Chang and Eng came to the United States and toured with sideshows around the country for years until they made a small fortune and decided to settle here officially in 1839.
So, Chang and Eng both lived here?
They actually lived in two different houses, 1.5 miles apart. Including this one. They would alternate houses every 3 days. 3 days at one, 3 days at the other, and then back. But between you and me, I think this house was nicer.
Sounds like they really made it work. I can't believe I never heard of them before.
I honestly hadn't either until I found this old scrapbook. I've asked my dad everything he knows. Then I went down a rabbit hole at the library and learned a ton more.
Like, what else?
Like, they both chose the last name Bunker when they became citizens. It was the name of an American friend of theirs from New York. And they married sisters, and combined, they had like 18 kids. I mean, I guess that's how I got here eventually. Our family's all over now.
Makes me want to know more about my family. I wish I'd asked my abuela more questions before she died.
You could still ask your parents.
That's a good idea. Maybe I will. In all these pictures, Chang and Eng look pretty rich. And you said they had happy marriages and lots of kids too? Why would they want to haunt anyone?
Well, I don't know if they would, but...
But what?
Apparently Chang Bunker wasn't exactly the nicest guy.
You mean your great-great-great-great-grandfather?
Yeah. I mean, it's all rumors, but some people even believe that Chang killed his brother.
Wait. What? Why?
Apparently, Chang got really sick and depressed toward the end of his life. He and his brother got into some kind of fight, and... Woo!
But weren't they attached to each other?
Yeah.
So, if Chang killed his brother, he basically would have taken his own life too.
Dark. I know.
Seriously. Did you turn on that washing machine?
No. Did you?
I'm standing all the way over here.
So am I.
It's not like on auto or something, is it?
I don't think so.
It's so loud. Is it usually like that?
No. This isn't like one of those hauntings, is it?
What do you mean, one of those hauntings?
Like, did we make the ghost angry?
Is it Chang? Pissed because we're talking about the murder? Maybe it's true.
Well... I get the feeling we're about to find out!
Can you hear us?
Can they hear us?
I believe so. This machine. What a marvel! A washing machine!
Ah, yes, dear Eng. Always amused by the slightest.
A rather wonderful quality, if you ask me.
Agreed, brother. I frankly wish we shared more than our good looks.
Hi.
Ah, yes. Forgive our rudeness.
I am Chang.
And I am Eng.
And we are the illustrious Siamese twins who have traveled over these great United States, only to wind up in a basement in North Carolina for eternity.
Our apologies if we frightened you.
That's okay.
It's nice to have some company. No offense, brother.
None taken.
Human beings aren't the best at contact with the spirit world, we've learned.
We've tried to get your attention so many times. A thump here, a knob turning there, but nothing. Not until today.
A good day!
Good day indeed.
I suppose playing around with this machine was the right tactic.
In truth, it's hard to figure out how to properly make contact and not scare. That's the real challenge. Did we scare you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Whoopsie.
I did always wonder if there was someone down here.
Well, you wondered right.
If this is our chance, We like to set the record straight.
We were far from perfect. Guilty of many things, for sure.
But I'm no murderer. I loved my brother. Look at this face. How could I not?
Aw, Chang, I love you too.
You do seem to get along pretty well.
I can't imagine being stuck with my brother for eternity.
Well, in truth, it's always been this way for us.
Connected. Our whole lives.
And afterlives. Oh, it was awful when Chang got sick in those final years.
Aang cared for me so well, and I am forever grateful.
Literally forever. You would have done the same for me. That's what people don't understand. There was no one else like us in North Carolina at that time. They wanted to paint Chang as a villain, but he wasn't.
I was stubborn and could be brash, and certainly drank too much.
I can confirm all of that too.
Oh, our wives, Adelaide and Sarah, did their best to contain the rumors, but people love a story, especially a scandal.
That's for sure.
So, if you'll be so kind, please tell them we were devoted brothers in birth, life, and death. Bronchitis took us, but not before we left a marvelous legacy right here in North Carolina.
Bronchitis? Like a bad cold?
That's right. One of the leading causes of death in the 1800s.
Especially in urban areas.
Yes, and because we were connected, it was only a matter of hours after Chang died that I followed.
Yes, yes, please clarify all of that. And of course, feel free to mention our dashing good looks, if time allows.
Oh, did you know that I'm part of your legacy? I'm Lee Bunker.
Well, look at that, Aang.
It seems right that our kin should be the one to help us move forward.
Indeed.
Thank you both.
Well, should we go and finish that movie?
I'm not sure it's going to be half as entertaining as that.
Yeah, hard to beat hanging out with the spirits of your actual relatives who happen to be 1800s entertainers and conjoined twins who basically created an empire.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
So now what?
Do you think there's a way that we could incorporate them into the tour somehow?
I don't know. Maybe. Oh, and please don't say this was a waste because we didn't have a tour group and we weren't recording so we can't get more followers and make any money and blah, 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 blah.
I wasn't going to say that. It's kind of cool that this one was sort of just for us. For you, really. Maybe Maya will show up sometime.
That'd be cool. Did she happen to spend any time in Jepson, North Carolina?
Not that I know of.
I have been wondering a lot about Miss Beth. She dropped that bomb that she's Dr. JJ's relative and then she basically disappeared. She hasn't made a single appearance since he's been back.
Do you think she doesn't want him to know?
I don't see why not.
Maybe she's protecting him from something.
Protecting him from what?
She talked about being accused of witchcraft. Remember that? We've taken everything she said to heart, but who knows?
You don't believe her?
Think about it, Lee. Every other ghost has basically come right out and told us who they are. No funny business. With her, it's been different. All I'm saying is, I'm not sure about her.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't really seem like a witch to me. I mean, like the bad kind. Like, if there are bad kinds. Wicca is actually a really cool pagan religion that's part of a nature-based spirituality, and actually not creepy at all.
Sure.
Shirley! You and your friend down there?
Yeah, Mom! We were just looking at the old Chang and Aang scrapbooks.
Oh, that's nice, honey. I was thinking of ordering us some pizza. Pepperoni and mushroom sound good?
Sounds good!
By the way, you got a letter from someone named, Elizabeth Richardson. Who is that? I left it on the counter for you.
Wait, Elizabeth Richardson. Is that Miss Beth?
Whoa, a letter? I wonder what that's about.
Thanks, Mom!
Is it just me, or is Miss Beth totally giving main character energy?
Let's go check it out.
That was episode 6, Chang and Aang Bunker, The Shadows in the Basement, written by C. Quintana. Produced and directed by yours truly, Rebecca Cunningham. This episode starred Fred Chong Rutherford, Matt Stambley, Billy Soko, Imani Russell, Jennifer Sun Bell, and Tria Leong. Sound design was by Chad Chennai, and theme song by Megan Begala. Huge thanks to the Ghost Tour Kids Club members who helped bring this episode to life. And special thanks to our generous donors, Lindsay Patterson, Ken Ann Quander, Geetha Reddy, Monique A. Robinson, and Leslie Sakal. We are so grateful for your support. Ghost Tour is a Princess Grandpa and Cordelia Studios production. For ad-free listening of Ghost Tour, Girl Tales, Mysteries About True Histories, and more, subscribe to Starglow Plus at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review Ghost Tour wherever you get your podcasts. Until next week, happy haunting.